But if by charity these people mean that I ought to unite with Arians and Socinians who deny the deity of my God and Savior, whom I have proved again and again in my very soul that he is the mighty God, the everlasting Father and the Prince of Peace, if by charity they mean that I ought to meet and unite occasionally with people that can testify and say without a blush that election is a damnable doctrine, and they hate it in their hearts, that imputed righteousness is imputed nonsense, and a doctrine that ought to be abhorred and spurned by all, which is the very garment and covering that hides all my shame, the very robe that adorns my naked soul, and so very many times has been the joy and rejoicing of my heart, and which I have found to be so many times the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. If they mean by charity that I ought to unite with people, and that can say and testify that we may be a child of God one day, and a child of the devil another, that Christ died and atoned for the sins of Esau as well as of Jacob, for Cain as well as for Abel, for Judas as well as for Peter, and that there are thousands in hell for whom Christ died, if they mean by charity that I ought to unite and call those brethren who profess to believe in the doctrines of grace and call themselves Calvinists, but can declare at times that those blessed doctrines which are so precious and glorious to my soul are non-essential things, that is, if I understand their meaning right, they view them as useless things, and that it is of no consequence whatever whether we receive or believe these doctrines or not, provided we do but unite with all sorts, and pray for all, and be candid and mild, and esteem all as partakers of grace. I confess from my heart, if all this be charity, I am destitute of it, and instead of being grieved for my want of it, I glory in it. I do not indeed feel the least ill will against any of their persons, as the creatures of God, nor do I desire to do them the least injury, but those principles that debase free and sovereign grace and exalt the creature, I hate and abhor. For how can two walk together except they be agreed? My soul has bought truth too dearly to part with it, for such empty baubles as the praises and smiles of men, and those professors that like the smiles of men more than the truth of God, they are heartily welcome to them. I do not begrudge them, but notwithstanding all that ever these reporters could report, God stood by me, a poor worm, and gave such testimony to the word of grace that neither men nor devils could overthrow it. But I believe they tried with all their might to do so. But God hath said it, and I know it will stand, for I have proved it again and again. My word shall go forth. It shall prosper in the thing whereto I have sent it. It shall not return unto me void. Being quite crowded out of the room in which we met, we began to build a chapel which would seat between 700 and 800 people. Oh, the sinkings down I had at times for fear we should never be able to finish it. One day in particular, as I was looking at the building when it was up to the first window, I sank within, and feared it would all come to nothing, and that our enemies would have to say, ah, so would we have it. For many declared it would be impossible for us to finish it, and others were pleased to think it would make a good factory. I got home into my room as full of unbelief as ever I could hold. I began to think of the troubles I had passed through at Rockdale on account of the chapel there, and feared it would be the same at Trowbridge. Oh, the groans and sighs I had for some hours that the Lord would appear and give me some testimony that his hand was in it, and that he would prosper us and be with us. And how sweetly and blessedly did he apply those precious verses of the second psalm. Why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, Let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. He that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh, the Lord shall have them in derision. Then shall he speak unto them in his wrath, and vex them in his sore displeasure. Yet have I set my king upon my holy hill of Zion. Oh, what humility, joy, peace, and confidence dropped into my heart from those words, and what praises and adoration flowed out of my mouth to my covenant God for his tender mercies in once again enabling me to set my foot upon the neck of my enemies. And how sweetly did those words which nailed me at Trowbridge sound in my soul, Abide in this city, for I have much people here. I felt like a giant refreshed with new wine, and I could exclaim with confidence, Though a host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. And oh, what humility and love did I feel to God, that ever he had chosen such a foolish thing, such a base thing, such a nothing, and counted me worthy to suffer persecution for truth's sake. Oh, how I could pray for my persecutors, if it were the will of God that their eyes might be opened, and that they might be brought to see the awful state they were in, and made to cry, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Yea, I could in my very heart esteem the reproach of Christ greater riches than all the treasures that this world calls good or great.